is a no-show again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So four Trump challengers got the spotlight again in the fourth Republican debate without him.
I crushed Joe Biden in the polls. And if you give me this chance, we will crush him in November.
And as Nikki Haley rises up, she was a target on News Nation in the debate.
I am sick of Republicans who are not willing to stand up and fight back against what the left is doing to this country.
Ron DeSantis took swipes at Haley. So did Vivek Ramaswamy, who called her a fascist.
And she should come nowhere near the levers of power, let alone the White House.
This is a smart, accomplished woman. You should stop insulting her.
Chris Christie called Ramaswamy an obnoxious blowhard, and Christie also took aim at the frontrunner.
This is an angry, bitter man who now wants to be back as president because he wants to exact retribution on anyone who has disagreed with him.
Now, the former president, meanwhile, was posting polls online, pointing out his big lead in the GOP race as they debated. Today, the former president back in New York to again attend the civil trial where a judge already ruled the Trump Organization committed fraud. The former president denies that, says he's a political target. Why? Is the big question at the University of Nevada in Las Vegas, where a gunman went on a shooting spree room to room in a campus building, killing three people, wounding a fourth.
The scene absolutely chaotic. Many students barricaded themselves in their classrooms. Two campus police detectives responded to the scene and immediately engaged the suspect. They say there was a shootout. The suspect was shot and died.
Fox's Christina Coleman. The gunman said to be a 67-year-old professor who tried to get a job at UNLV but was not hired. Today's December 7th, the date President Roosevelt said 82 years ago will live in infamy when Japan attacked us at Pearl Harbor. Ira Schaub is 103 years old, was there that day, says he was scared stiff.
You stand there and you don't know where to go, you know, you're just... don't know what to do.
He's one of just six Pearl Harbor survivors that will be at a ceremony today in Hawaii. America's...
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Today isn't just Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day here. It also marks 2 months since the Hamas terror attack that triggered Israel's war in Gaza, and it's raging again today.
Including the Jabalia neighborhood in the north and also Khan Yunis, Gaza's second largest city in the south. Much of that street-to-street fighting is causing heavy casualties also among Israeli forces, who say now at least 87 of their soldiers have been killed since the ground operation began. We also know they're going after the Hamas leadership inside Gaza and looking for those 138 hostages still being held inside the strip.
Fox's Trey Yinks near Gaza, where officials say 16,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war. Nearly 2 million civilians have been displaced from their homes in Gaza, and the head of the UN, Antonio Guterres, exercised a power not used in decades, urging Security Council members, rather, to step in to avert a humanitarian catastrophe. A bill bundling U.S. military aid to Israel in that war against Hamas and to Ukraine to fend off Russia's invasion is stalled at the Senate, Republicans refusing to let it proceed.
The White House wants more than $100 billion for Ukraine, Israel, and other needs. On the other hand, GOP lawmakers say nothing will boost national security more than immigration reform, and they won't push the president's request past the finish line until the border is addressed.
While Congress remains split, the Biden administration still has ways it can help Ukraine and is gearing up to send another aid package, including artillery and ammunition. In Washington, Mather Rivera, Fox News.
There was a slight increase in first-time unemployment claims last week, up 1,000 to 220,000. Tomorrow, we will get the monthly unemployment rate and a hiring update, how many jobs were created in November. On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly before the opening bell. The Dow has gone down 3 days in a row. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. The people currently living at historic Powers Mansion in Decatur have been ordered by a judge to leave. Nonprofit organization History of the Heartland oversaw the sale of the mansion. They said that during court proceedings between the occupants and attorneys representing the new owner, the occupants made a last-minute offer to settle the case. The offer could not be resolved. The top food service officer for the Illinois Army National Guard retired earlier this month. Chief Warrant Officer Joseph Cook had more than 27 years of service when he retired Sunday at Camp Lincoln in Springfield. Cook enlisted in 1992. A Champaign teenager is under arrest after a band of police said they found a gun in his possession during a traffic stop. Police said the teen was in a car that was pulled over Monday night for violations of the Illinois Vehicle Code. A search of that car turned up marijuana and a 9mm pistol. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. 8:06 in Champaign-Urbana, December 7, 1941. A day that you're living in for me. We talked a lot about that in the first hour. And there are now, we got the number 6-6, and we're at Pearl Harbor still alive. And the one you just heard on Fox was 103 years old, which would have made him, what, 82? And like 20. 21 or so, when he was at Pearl Harbor, long, long time ago. All right, ESPN 93.5, we check your weather. It's brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. At Watts Copy Systems, they offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. Interested in a free evaluation? Call Greg Wolf today. Greg Wolf at 217-352-0428. Mr. Smart Weatherman, meteorologist Greg Solier. It's nice and mild.
Yes, a little nip this morning at 34 because the wind is picking up out of the south. The wind chills in the 20s, but this too shall pass. It is a correct wind, as we like to say this time of the year. That'll bring about a very mild spell both today, tomorrow, and a fair amount of at least Saturday morning, although Saturday appears to be the next weather system once again. 95% of it's all rain across our general neck of the woods. We do see a little transition back to at least more seasonal temperatures around here. Early to mid next week, another warm up after that. Think it's right before Christmas when there's a little more discernible pattern shift, i.e. wintertime, showing up over a broader area of the Midwest. So 34 right now, later on today, forecast high, expected to top the 50 degree mark, matter of fact, up to about 54 this afternoon. And that healthy breeze out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty sunshine abounds. Tonight in the 40s, tomorrow 57, probably hear Philo on southward, right around 60. Could be a shower late in the day and into the evening. Otherwise, rains pick up later tomorrow night after midnight, bottoming out at 51. We'll climb a little bit to 56. So 50s Saturday morning, 40s in the afternoon, rain in the morning, lesser rain chances in the afternoon on a west-northwest wind. Maybe a snowflake or a snow shower Sunday morning at 37. Nothing Monday up near 40. And it's upper 30s to near 40. More seasonal highs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Nothing more than a couple of snow flurries in the air. For CBD Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
ESPN 93.5. It's Jeff Pribble, Elks Club. Jeff, how are you?
Happy holidays, you two.
Thank you.
Wondering why I remember the fact that you were Mike Wallner's best man at his wedding, Mike and Maxine. Why do I remember?
Well, at least we know that you're not suffering from, you know, any memory loss as of yet. But, appreciate you too having me on the radio for today. A little tidbit from the Elks coming up this Sunday. Of all the lodges that we have nationwide, there's a event called the Hoop Shoot, and it's supposed to be something that every one of the lodges takes care of, and it's for the age groups, both male and female, from 8 to 9 years old, 10 to 11, and then 12 to 13, and those ages are based upon being those ages before April 1st of 2024. And what it is, it's a little free throw contest for each age group. You shoot your free throws, and the top two from each division in boys and girls, it occurs at a regional level, and then it goes to a state level, and then it goes to a national level that'll be held up in Chicago. And it's being held this Sunday at the YMCA, from 1 to 3, and it doesn't matter what school you go to. It doesn't matter where you're from. You know, it happens. And of all the lodges here in the state of Illinois, there's 67 of them right now. This is supposed to be an event that's occurring. And it's this Sunday, and I wanted to, you know, put it on the airwaves and see if we can get some participants. We had a great, tremendous turnout at the Y last year. Had over, I believe, 50 shooters.
Wow,
that's
nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
And,
Jeff, so what do they do? It's like 10 free throws? How do you structure
it? It's broken down into sections of 25.
Okay.
And then they shoot, and then the next kid comes up, and the two progress, and it's kind of like a stepladder thing.
Okay, so how many free throws can a 9-year-old make? Is it regular hoop and 15 feet the whole thing?
Well, we move them up a little bit, you know, in the 8-9 division, and then, you know, for the kids that are a little bit older, then, you know, they go from the regular free throw line.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what, we had a kid last year that stepped up and made 23 out of 25.
Wow.
And,
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I should recruit that kid.
Yeah, right. We want that kid. That's great. So okay, it's Sunday, December 10th. What were they? 1 to 3, what did you say?
Yeah, from 1 to 3
okay.
at the YMCA.
All right. And can you just show up and sign in? Or?
You can just show up, and registration starts at 1. And if you want to be the future Caitlin Clark or Terrence Shannon, this is a good place to start. So, once again, appreciate you having me and supporting the Elks and always letting us talk on the radio. And hope you two and your families have a tremendous holiday season.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
We had Marianne talking about Shop with the Cop. That's about to wrap up. Is that going well?
Yeah, that goes through the 10th.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going well. And we've had some great donations and stuff like that. So we're looking to culminate that. And that's something Mary's done year in and year out, and it's always tremendous success. She has such a way about her, and it's just advantageous for the community to have her involved in such a thing. So,
Jeff, awesome. Glad you're on, buddy.
Thanks
keep
again.
It going.
Happy
thank
holidays.
You.
All right, take care.
You bet. Jeff Pribble about the big thing on Sunday. Well, if you have a 9 to, 12-year-old?
Right.
You might want to check
eight
that
and
out.
There's 8 and 9. There's 10 and 11. There's 12 and 13
okay.
categories, and it's between 1 and 3. Stevens Family YMCA.
Yep.
And you could just show up or just go online and find out more details.
Why not?
And the Elks Club is right behind Old Orchard in Savoy.
I had a guy, you can look this guy up, Dr. Tom Amberry. I used to have him on regularly. He was a foot doctor.
Okay.
Retired when he was 70, and as his exercise, he shot free throws.
Okay.
Tom Amberry was an amazing guy. So every morning he'd shoot 500 free throws. And one morning I said, Tom, how'd you do on your free throws today? Well, I knew I was going to be on with you, so I went ahead and made them all.
Made them all.
500 for 500.
Has set a world record with 2,750 straight free throws.
Now, let me tell you.
Passed away in 2017 at the age of 94.
Wow, what a good man. He was so fun. And I said, you made 2,750 free throws in a row, and that was a Guinness Book of World Records. He said, that's right. I said, and then you finally missed. He said, no, I never missed. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they had league basketball that night, and they needed the gym, so I had to go. 2,750.
Come on, dude, wrap it up.
I at Unity High School, in the old, what used to be the high school gym, not the Rocket Center. Just by myself with a young man rebounding for me and the janitor watching me, I made 49 straight. But that's it. And that was after I got cut from the basketball team, which is a whole nother story.
Okay.
I deserve to be cut. Worst attitude ever. Can
I
you believe
see.
That? I had a bad attitude.
Pass it to me. I'm over here.
I
what are you guys doing? Pass it to me.
Attitude. Anyway, I changed and got better. Anyway, so 2,750, the man never missed. Think about that. Go make a free throw and try and do 5 in a row. It's not easy. And we have kids that can, at 12 or 13 or however, 23 out of 25? That's wonderful. And he wrote a book, I think, titled Focus. And he's being called to help people like Shaquille O'Neal. Johnny says it's because the hands are so big. It's like, trying to shoot a ping pong ball.
Right.
It's really hard for them.
Okay, gotcha.
It's so big. All right, it's 8:15. It's ESPN 93.5. Get you some sports headlines on this December 7th. It's Thursday.
Well, and speaking about Unity Basketball, we did talk about the Illinois Basketball Association tapping Coach Dave Ehlers to go into the Hall of Fame. And he mentioned Kit Brown in the conversation,
yeah, I guess
too.
Yeah, Kit's in there,
so,
too. Wow.
That's awesome.
That is.
And more accolades coming to Johnny Newton, a great defensive player who's entering the NFL draft. So congratulations to him being tapped for another All-American list. Illinois women's basketball over Northern Kentucky, 74-52. We have a game against Michigan Sunday at 2. Illinois men's basketball in action as number 20, taking on number 17, Tennessee, at 11 a.m. on Saturday. When it comes to professional basketball, New Orleans Pelicans and L.A. Lakers in the semifinals, along with the Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks. That game is at 4, and the Lakers and Pelicans at 8 tonight. When it comes to women's basketball, I should mention the Parkland Cobras have won 97-36. Parkland men beat Red Lake 76-70. They are off to a 12-0 start on the season. The Parkland men's basketball team, the Cobras, have a best yet so far, and let's see how far they can take that. Iowa, number 4 over Iowa State, 67-58, had Caitlin Clark's 35 points to reach that 3,000-point level. She joins 15 players to have that kind of title, 750 rebounds, 750-plus assists. A record was held by Kelsey Plum in 2017 when she exited for the Las Vegas Aces with 3,527 career points. And we think Caitlin Clark and our own Elise Knutson, a Unity gal from Philo playing for Millikan right now, could probably get some of these accolades as the season goes on. Bulls over Charlotte, 111-100, and Io with 8 points in 22 minutes on that game. NHL action had Vegas over St. Louis 6-3. Anaheim is in Chicago to face the Blackhawks at 7:30 this evening. NFL action tonight has the New England Patriots in Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Sunday at noon on Fox, Detroit will be in Chicago to face the Bears. We have Indianapolis's Colts in Cincinnati, and Carolina is in New Orleans for your Saints, Steve.
Yep. Okay, I didn't watch much of the debate last night. I saw a clip or two. I had it on, and then I got distracted. So, Vivek Ramaswamy held up a Nikki is corrupt sign.
Yes.
Now, he says, I don't have a woman problem. I have a corruption problem. I think that's what people need to know. Said all the money she received while governor, all the money, five times richer than she was when she went in, and all these. I guess it needs to be debunked. She said, I'm not going to respond to all that. I'd be curious. I mean, I know that things, but I kind of like Vivek. Fact that he's just doesn't feel like he's in the circle of trust for the politicians. I like him a lot. Anybody like that?
Right.
Because I don't really trust the Republican or Democrat. I don't trust the foundation of what they're doing because I don't think it's working. I think they're all kind of in it together. They all kind of know what they get. Nobody leaves Congress poor. They leave extraordinarily rich.
Yes.
We don't know what's going on, how the sausage is made with lobbying and the money thrown to these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's big money. And so how could you not be intoxicated by power and wealth and accolades for being so famous and, ooh, you look good on TV? I don't like any of it. I don't think anybody does. I think they don't have any idea the heartbeat of true Americans to say, come on, man. Fix the problems and stop thinking about you. It's all about me. It's all about my wealth. I am very agnostic when it comes to Republican, Democrat, and the foundation of the parties. I think it's just all, that's where I think a lot of people are cynical too.
I feel like we need to watch the age and just get somebody under 70 so that they can do a couple of terms.
819.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity in a delightful spell of so-called December weather coming our way over the next several days, especially with temperature in mind. And the next weather system appearing to be all rain across the area. Some additional drought relief early on into the weekend. There is a change back to more seasonal temperatures and perhaps a couple of snowflakes in the air as well at some point late in the weekend or early next week. In the meantime, mostly sunny, turning windy and milder this afternoon, up to 54. almost 15 above average. Southwest wind on the increase at 15 to 25 and gusty. A few clouds for tonight. Breezy 43 for the low. Tomorrow, windy and seasonally mild. There could be a stray shower in spots late in the day and up to 57. Tomorrow night, shower activity expands across the area. Lows in the lower 50s, up to 56, and then falling temperatures Saturday afternoon. Some shower activity spread through the morning hours. For Sunday, maybe a snow shower in spots in the morning. A dry Monday, high temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For CBG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fewer people than expected filed for unemployment benefits last week. There were 220,000 new claims. Those still on benefits, continuing claims declined to 1.8 million. When that number declines, it generally means people are finding other jobs. However, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says U.S. employers announced 24% more job cuts in November than October. Andrew Challenger says the job market is loosening. JetBlue is more optimistic about demand for holiday travel. It's boosted its forecast and the stock is up 8%. Though it sees sales weaker than a year ago for the full year, JetBlue now sees sales growth of 4 to 5%. And Dollar General shares are higher. The discount chain's earnings were better than forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Are you one of those guys out there tinting windows day in and day out, all different shades of black and ready to put a little color in your life? Come work for us. At Aftershock, we're looking for a guy with experience in wrapping, whether it be window tinting, vinyl wrapping, anything of that sort, or somebody with just ambition that wants to show up to work and be proud of what they do. You know those wraps with Troy Lands on the back waving at you? That's our work. Call us, 833-DECAL-IT, or email office@aftershockdd.com. We want you.
It's our friend Ginger Mills. How are you, Ginger?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you, Stevie?
Fine. Cunningham Children's Home. You got something exciting coming up, huh?
We do. It's the fourth annual Luminaries of Hope and Live Nativity, and it starts tomorrow night.
No way. Already?
Wow. Already. And the weather is 59 tomorrow.
Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. So tell me about the live nativity. Who do we recruit for that?
Well, you know, we have a variety of volunteers. We've had people who have done it in the past. We've had some community members. We've had some church youth groups. We actually have some staff who, when they get off of work, they're going to come and be in the live nativity. And so I think overall, over the 2 days, we have almost, 100 volunteers.
Wow.
Whether that's setting out 1,000 luminaries or picking them up or being in the live nativity. I mean, it's just... and even though this is a drive-through event, I was so excited about the weather because it's going to be mild enough that when we're putting out these luminaries, we're not going to be freezing.
Yay. That's so cool. How many luminaries are you talking?
Well, over 1,000 on display.
Wow.
So 846 of them represent the youth and families that Cunningham has served this year. And then what happens is that on Giving Tuesday, people from the community and donors started purchasing luminaries in honor of or memory of the special people in their life for $10, and then those get added to the luminary pass. So we will have over 1,000 luminaries on display.
When you talk about 846 youth and families, that is just an awesome number. How are they getting served? Certainly there's not that many on location.
Oh, right. That's a good point, Diane. So we have three different programs. We have a residential treatment program where we're working with kids who have experienced trauma, abuse, and neglect, and they do live with us year-round. There's about 50 kids in that program. Special education. We have a school here, and we have a school in Rossville, which serves between the two schools probably 125 kids, in which they live at home, but they come to our day school to receive specialized teaching, learning, a smaller class size, a lot of one-on-one interventions to help them get up to academic grade level. And then probably where we have most of the families that we serve are in our communities, nine counties in East Central Illinois with 13 different programs, and we're working with youth and families who are experiencing difficult life situations.
Okay.
Well, it'll be beautiful to see this, and people can drive through and certainly give money at that time as well, correct?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, Brooke and I will be greeting the cars as they come on the lot. We ask for a suggested donation of $5 a car. Our Cup of Hope, which is our on-campus coffee shop that we opened in August, it's a vocational experience for our kids. They'll be serving free hot cocoa and cider. Wow. We've added a couple of light displays this year. And all proceeds benefit the youth and families served by Cunningham this year.
Sounds wonderful.
I would like everybody to go through and give $10. That would be even better.
Oh,
I would think we should do that 10.
That would be great.
Just see if we can muscle up to 10, and you're helping a wonderful cause with Cunningham. So,
yeah. Diane, will we see the Illini Car Collector Club?
Yes, probably so. They've met this week, and typically they do get in their antique cars and drive through. And I know they've partnered with you on numerous occasions. When it comes to Cunningham Home, I'm thinking of some people who could use some help and could tap into these services. Do you take suggestions, and how do we learn more about that?
Well, so, you know, a lot of times when people are looking for help, they're in a crisis moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, calling us, you could always call and we can try to direct you to the right program or the right staff member who can, you know, be a starting point to kind of uncover what the next steps might be. If it's something that's not in our wheelhouse, so to speak, then we have a whole collection of phone numbers and resources that we are happy to give out to families so they can figure out their next step.
Another thing I was thinking of, Ginger, is your staff. Do you have enough, or are you recruiting?
Oh, always recruiting. So CunninghamHome.org is the central place to go for all of these things that we're talking about this morning, whether it's luminaries, whether it's getting help, whether it's applying for a position. The work that we do every day is critical in the lives and families in the youth and families that we serve, but it's difficult work, and it's specialized work. And so nurses are always a big need. Social workers or people with a background in social work, therapists are a big need. So it's very rewarding. It's impactful work. All of that is found on our website. There's a Join Our Team tab. So lots to see and do when it relates to Cunningham.
Awesome. And my husband, Mike Anderson, the treasurer of the Illini Collector Car Club, just texted in between 6:15 and 6:30. We'll be driving through tomorrow.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome.
Awesome. We'll be looking for you.
All right. So 6 to 8 p.m. on the 8th and the 9th. That'll be tomorrow and Saturday at 1301 North Cunningham in Urbana. And you have over 100 volunteers of the live nativity and over 1,000 luminaries. I can't believe you got that many people to dress as camels for that long. Man, that's amazing.
Oh,
you got real camels. That's right. Yeah.
No, we don't. But every year people will call us and say, hey, I heard of a place that has a camel. Do you want a camel? But it is too difficult to manage animals. So it's people.
Yeah, that's almost
sometimes
a...
Sometimes
That's like
we break out in Christmas hymns. Animals.
Sitcom gone bad when the camel storms Cunningham Avenue. Yeah, that would
be
bad.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're excited to see the live nativity and all the work you've done for this, and it's good work. You're helping a lot of families and a lot of good people, Ginger. You're changing lives. You don't even know it. Good going.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share. We hope to see a lot of people drive through tomorrow and Saturday.
You bet. Thanks, Ginger.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
CunninghamHome.org for details.
It's Ginger Mills from the Tapman's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. Well, who doesn't want to drive through? And, Dad, it's easy. You don't even get out to the car.
That's right.
Hand you hot chocolate.
Right near Cunningham and Perkins.
Come on. Unbelievable.
Make sure you make it happen.
All right. Tomorrow and Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m., Cunningham Children's Home. It's 8:30. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage. As the Lord is telling Jeremiah, I care for you and will take care of you. If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
News. I'm Chris Foster. At the fourth and final Republican presidential primary debate, Vivek Ramaswamy holds up a sign calling Nikki Haley corrupt. She says it's not worth her time to respond. Ron DeSantis says Haley will cave to the media on issues like transgender-related treatments for minors.
It's child abuse, and it's wrong. She opposes that bill.
He continues to lie about my record.
Chris Christie says parents get to make those decisions.
You start to turn over just a little bit of this authority, the authority they're going to take from you next, you're not going to like.
A debate in Alabama on News Nation. Former President Trump was not there. He's in New York City today.
Trump's civil fraud trial continues with the defense presenting its case, and he's expected to be in the courtroom to hear testimony from an accounting professor. The former president is then scheduled to take the stand for a second time as star witness on Monday.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Trump's scheduled to be the final defense witness. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State of Illinois is putting a stop to the building of a tent camp for migrants in Chicago's Brighton Park neighborhood. Decision comes after the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency reviewed the city's environmental report that showed the site at 38th and California required cleanup of heavy metals and toxic chemicals. Illinois is launching Dolly Parton's Imagination Library program across the state. The book gifting program mails free, high-quality, and age-appropriate books to children from birth to age 5, regardless of the family's income. Governor Pritzker's 2024 budget allocates $1.6 million to the program to support early childhood learning in Illinois. Champaign teen facing a gun charge and follows a traffic stop in Urbana. Officers pulled over a car Monday night in the 800 block of East Main Street. Police searched the car, discovered cannabis and a pistol. A 17-year-old arrested and taken to the Champaign County Juvenile Detention Center faces charges. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, $5 off on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella, bacon, red onion, and barbecue sauce all piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
Tapman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana has set a nice spell of early December weather to continue on right in through at least the start of the weekend. And even there, next weather system expected to bring some additional drought relief. More rain in the forecast. There is a shift back into some chillier weather, more seasonal temperatures for next week. In the meantime, turning windy and milder with a mostly sunny Thursday. 54 this afternoon, the southwest to south wind and the increase at 15 to 25 and gusty. Some scattered clouds, breezy tonight, 43. That's close to an average high this time of the year. Tomorrow, windy and unseasonably mild, partly sunny. Could be a lone shower to our southwest late in the day and high at about 57, even 60 south of Champaign County. Breezy, mild in the lower 50s and showers overspread the area tomorrow night and some showery weather for the day on Saturday, especially the morning hours, up to 56 there, 40s in the afternoon. Could be a snow shower Sunday, nothing Monday, couple of snowflakes Tuesday and Wednesday. Temperatures will settle back close to 40 for daytime highs. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
And our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Houlihan's.
Houlihan's at 1902 South 1st Street at 1st and St. Mary has their Live in the Lounge every Thursday from 6 to 8. $7 for that glass of house wine and enjoy music from the Dreamcatchers today. Houlihan's Live in the Lounge, Thursdays 6 to 8.
Kind of struggled at CrossFit this week. It's a, I guess after the wedding, I'm kind of tired. Can't mention.
I had one mid-June, and I'm still in that chapter. I don't know what happens. It's like, you know, full steam ahead and then screeching halt after your kids go off to their honeymoon.
It's just, I've been going. It's just like they say, well, at least you're going. So I was determined. My body kind of just tired, not, but I've gotten three workouts in, and I met Curtis last night. He works for Ann Amron as a line guy. And he and his wife have started going, and then his good friend Mark is a regular Stever. And so we were talking a little about Amron, and you know, think about working for Amron. They're the big dog around here for power and
yeah.
stuff. How would you like to go out when it's like minus 20 wind chill and you're trying to, you know, fix a line? That wouldn't be any fun at all.
Right, right.
And so he said people are great. He said they bring, you know, coffee out to me, and that's so nice. So nice. But yeah. We appreciate Amron. We appreciate all they do. And particularly when he said it feels good to help people because, boy, you're out of power and it's really cold. It's dangerous. So much to do. Anyway, it's good. It's the gym is fun. Christian has a map up and people put a stick pin where they're from. And we just got all people all over the world because mm-hmm. it's right off campus.
At, yeah. 4th and University.
5th and University.
5th.
Right in the Latitude building.
Right.
But it's so cool to meet so many people. Talk about, that's what America is. It's all shapes and sizes. It's all colors. It's all, and isn't that interesting that we can assimilate? We've talked a lot about that. We talked about December 7 a lot, this being Pearl Harbor Day. And my initial question earlier this morning was, how would we react today? How would America react as a media and as a people to an attack on us? Even you can go back to 9/11, it'd be different than it was today. And I think it's because there's a lot of self-blame that America, you know, has premised on slavery and evil, and we're the bad guy. We came in and took this land. And I guess if you have that as a basis, who would live in their homeland? Because people, it's kind of how it worked early yeah. on, where people kind of went in and took stuff.
Yeah.
In any event, we have the best nation on earth, the best opportunity, the best lifestyle. We all live in maybe the top 5% of the world. I would think most everybody. There's obviously some human struggle here, but not relative to a third world country and some of the struggles they have there where they simply try and survive in some cases. We don't understand that level, but we certainly have our struggles. We have a lot of mental health issues in America. And maybe because we did make it too easy. I don't know. We're just not talking about getting off the boat at Ellis Island and rolling up your sleeves and making a way for yourself and getting paid 15 cents an hour and all that other stuff that we had to understand how to make it. And it's gotten so simple that everybody expects their cell phone and expects, you know, everything. And you got to give me this or else. And I deserve that. And you owe me that. And all these other things that are just bad.
The entitlement.
It's a bad trait.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always holding the text in. I raised the thought, and it's just kind of blipped in my head, if we had a tragedy, God forbid, and we needed soldiers, how do you feel about 18 to 34 volunteering? I can't tell you with confidence. In any other time, I believe we have stepped forward.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly did 9/11. There are a lot of people that got involved after 9/11 because they were so mad about it. I'm going to help. I got to do something.
Yeah.
They signed up, went to the military and helped. But I don't know about today. I just don't. Plus, I don't know.
A few texts in to 359-2255 saying it's a different world. We don't need as many boots on the ground. It's more cyber and learning the ins and outs of that.
Ultimately, look what's happened. I mentioned Gaza. It's the same boots on the ground. I mean, you got to.
Yep.
I mean.
After a few hits, you don't have cyber. You don't have electricity. You don't have the modern conveniences.
You can certainly.
The hospitals struggle.
You can do a sophisticated attack for sure. But you're still ultimately going to need soldiers. I think it's inevitable. Maybe not as many.
Right.
All right. So last night, Lonte was talking to Luke Goody and asked Luke Goody, the shooting guard for Illinois, if the win against Florida Atlantic and certainly Rutgers gave them confidence that they needed.
Hello again, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. Stevie J.
Greg Soyer.
That didn't sound like Greg. That was not him.
Luke Goody and Greg Soyer sound a lot alike.
I was going to say. So he asked him about whether it gave them confidence.
Yeah, it's huge. It proves that we can play against anybody and play anywhere is like the biggest thing. So going into this three-game road stretch, it was really important. You know, the preparation we had the week before, I don't know if TJ touched on it in the interview. I think he did a little bit. But to be honest, it was probably one of the toughest weeks I've had practice-wise or that we've had practice-wise as a team since I've been here at school. I mean, the stuff that we were doing was just preparing us for those road tests, and I think we prepared the right way. So to be able to go out and get a couple wins so far and then have that confidence going into the next game against one of the better teams in the country in Tennessee, I think is going to be huge for us. In order for that game, getting us prepared for that.
So he just said they had the hardest practice since he's been here. He's a junior. Brad Underwood said, yeah, we did a little conditioning. Well, define
conditioning. Back in my basketball days.
Define conditioning. And the hardest week they've ever had. And Brad mentioned conditioning. And said it was a fantastic week. Here's the difference. You got a bunch of young guys. You think they're complaining? You think they're thinking, man, I got to get out of here. Man, my guy says I can make more over here anyway. You got a bunch of 23-year-old men that have been through some ups and downs in their own environment, their own places, former places, and they do it. My question that was off the cuff to Brad Underwood maybe is now something that is absolute. Why would you ever recruit an 18-year-old? Oh, we want to build a program. No, you don't. It's over. Program building is just over. If you don't see that, then you're not being honest with yourself. There's not going to be a four-year guy you're going to want. It isn't working that way. This is a year-to-year transactional business now. That's what the reality is. You're not going to get a freshman and grow him and all. It's too urgent. You got to get a player. You got to get somebody to come in and show me now. You got to get Marcus Damask, a kid that's going to be in the Hall of Fame at SIU, what Lon thought.
Yeah.
And he scored 1,600 points. Isn't that the leading score of all time at SIU?
Well.
I mean, so you brought a guy in, and now Marcus Damask has upped his game to a Power 5 game, and all of a sudden he looks like kind of an NBA guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that we got to develop kids. I mean, I get it. I understand all that recruitment stuff. I just think the world has changed. Go get the junior from Mississippi Valley State, and he's amazing.
Yeah, and he's got some experience.
Yeah. So what the harsh reality is, whether you want to say it or not, that all the outside Power 5 conference teams are just minor leagues now. ISU, Eastern Illinois, Northern Illinois. McComb at Western, you got a guy that if he gets really good, he's not staying. Because not only can you, we'll get him $100,000. He's going to get $400,000 over there, and he gets exposure. He's on national television from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
You can't offer that. So the world has changed. So I don't know why I don't get it. And you, maybe, obviously, coaches can explain it to me why it's important to develop. There's no guarantee. Look, we've been burned how many times on the freshmen?
Mm-hmm.
We've four or five guys have left. We played them every game, and we said they're wonderful, and we gave them steak and money and what? What's going on here? What did I do wrong? No, I'm recruiting Marcus Damask every time now.
That's right.
It's all I want. It's all I need. So it's a transactional year-to-year deal. Now, Luke mentioned his schedule of essays and finals he had to take and all these things he's been doing over the last 48 hours. He said, I haven't looked at Tennessee tape yet. I've been doing all this stuff. Then I'm back in the training room and I got to soak this and do that. He hasn't had a minute. So they're still going to school, but it is not a steady Eddie thing. It just has changed, I think. All right, 217-359-2255. GoSteever.com if you want our offer. This Merle Norman $100 bill to buy wonderful skincare products and learn from Marilyn, who's wonderful. She gets great feedback on our surveys. And you can go to GoSteever.com, click, get a color analysis, kind of a facial, 7x magnification. You don't want to really see
you
that.
You could have a new skincare regime into 2024 with the charcoal scrub that I use a couple times a month.
Well, your skin
looks
good.
Exfoliate and all of that.
I mean, again, I mentioned to many people at the wedding, you look at a picture of Janet and I at our wedding, and you're saying, Janet looks the same.
Janet looked amazing
what
at the
happened,
wedding.
What happened to the guy? Wow. But Janet looks... No, Janet looks just, she's stunningly beautiful, gorgeous. Still is.
Yes.
But Stevie J looks in the mirror and goes, dang, I could use like every product Marilyn has, and I don't know if it helped me. I just got the wrinkles.
You have such a pretty smile, Stevie.
Thank you very much. That's kind of you. And he's such a good personality. Why he's on radio, not TV.
There you go.
Here we go. Sports headline.
Illinois versus Northern Kentucky yesterday. Coming out on top 74-52. Next up will be Michigan Sunday at 2. All 14 players getting some playing time. Another trending story in women's basketball was Caitlin Clark hitting that 3,000-point mark with her 35 points as number four Iowa beat Iowa State 67-58 yesterday. The women's basketball team at Parkland also winners. So were the men over Wren Lake 76-70. They're starting off with a 12-0 season right now. That's a college record. We had some Big Ten basketball to note as Ohio State beat Miami, Ohio. We had Minnesota over Nebraska 76-65. Maryland beat Penn State in overtime 81-75. We also have NBA action to talk about with the Pacers at Milwaukee to face the Bucks at 4 and New Orleans and LA Lakers at 8 o'clock tonight in this in-season NBA tournament that's going on. The Bulls over Charlotte yesterday, 111-100. Io with 8 points in 22 minutes in that game. And we've got the free throw shootout, the hoop shoot with the Oaks Club coming up on Sunday between 1 and 3 at the YMCA to take note of. NFL action has New England at Pittsburgh tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car, they are PDR.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Well, we do have mild conditions. This is wonderful.
I love it.
I'm telling you, you don't know how big a day is, like a week in December, January, because it just takes the whole thing out of winter. Remember, we had Christmas Eve issues last year.
Yes.
40 mile an hour winds.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it still happened, but every day is a gift and closer to March.
Well, and Tolono has their holiday happenings coming up on Saturday, and we've got all kinds of things, you know, holiday-wise that we're celebrating, and this certainly helps.
Let's keep it going, Mr. Meteorologist.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity, and a delightful spell of so-called December weather coming our way over the next several days, especially with temperature in mind. And the next weather system appearing to be all rain across the area. Some additional drought relief early on into the weekend. There is a change back to more seasonal temperatures and perhaps a couple of snowflakes in the air as well at some point late in the weekend or early next week. In the meantime, mostly sunny, turning windy and milder this afternoon, up to 54. Almost 15 above average. Southwest wind on the increase at 15 to 25 and gusty. A few clouds for tonight. Breezy 43 for the low. Tomorrow, windy and seasonally mild. There could be a stray shower in spots late in the day and up to 57. Tomorrow night, shower activity expands across the area. Lows in the lower 50s, up to 56. And then falling temperatures Saturday afternoon. Some shower activity spread through the morning hours. For Sunday, maybe a snow shower in spots in the morning. A dry Monday. High temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, the bottom line is that you listen here to our show, we're going to be probably bullish on America and the glass half full most of the time, everything. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we talked about, you know, Pearl Harbor and 9/11 and how would we react today and do we have people that would volunteer to help if it got bad? And I do believe that the soul, we're still there. It just, what Brian Kilmeade tell us, he said he believes the structure's there, it just has to be brought out again, and those kinds of things. To think about having a leader, you know, that would inspire most, I don't know if you could ever do it anymore, to get kind of behind a person because of the opposition research, and there's always trash going on, true or false, mm-hmm. on a leader. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to do that. But if each individual were to do their part and just, you know, love on people, and try and share a big word. I used to ask my dad, what do you want for Christmas, Dad? He said, kindness. You know, if we just all did that.
Absolutely.
Don't get frustrated when somebody's in front turning left and didn't blink and all those things and things that make us angry. Generally, when we get really angry, it's a buildup of stuff to where you just been so frustrated over whatever. And there's tough life situations and it's frustrating. It's hard and all those things. You just pray. You just hang in there. You just try and choose. I told the kids growing up, choose happy.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a choice. And you can be a Balrog, but nobody wants to be around that. And then you're lonely. So try and touch others. Don't think outside your body. If you always think of something else outside of you, it'll be much, much better for you.
Right.
Because it's in a lecture. So if you help and volunteer and do something kind for somebody, it's better for you. It's amazing what that does to your soul when you really think that's what I ought to be doing. Not worrying about what I'm looking like, how I'm dressing. Just be you.
And you can continue to do that. I know we had Karen Pickard on yesterday talking about the Knapsack Project, Daily Bread Soup Kitchen. That's a great way to give between 9 and noon today and tomorrow. Also, I see that Pastor Mark Johnson is delivering a message at the Salvation Army for a luncheon today on a reminder to put Jesus first this busy holiday season and the destructive power of arrogance. And the protective power of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. It's a Christianity is the only religion whose number one tenet is forgiveness.
Yes.
And nobody's doing that except
the Christian. Boy, can that be tough.
Well, it can be. There's no doubt about that. But I think, too, it's amazing the persecution of Christians through the world and ages when, if done properly, it's love. It's kindness. It's forgiveness. It's all the tenets you'd want a human to be.
That's right.
If you do it right. Now, sometimes it isn't done properly. Mm-hmm. Most all the time, hopefully it is. And I think that America still has a great heart. I think that we're still a great people. And sometimes, though, your confidence gets shaken by things that occur and people, what they say, and then, you know, you just start doubting. And I think that's but if you yourself are doing it and getting her done, then that's what you do. And you try and get as many people around you that kind of are like-minded. It's hard to be around people when they're so different and sometimes drags you down. It's mm-hmm. That's why you try and choose happy. All right, we're done pontificating.
Okay.
We will be back tomorrow. And join you again
Absolutely.
Between 7 and 9. The boys on the drive this afternoon, Lon Tay and Derek Piper today, back from Madison
yes,
Square Garden.
Had a good time in New York City.
Heck yeah. And what a cool bounce in your step to win a game like that we did. And, of course, Tennessee day after tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Uh-huh.
It'll be tough. But you know what? This is a good run. Illinois, I like our team. I like our age. Pretty cool. Thank you, Diane Ducey.
Go Illini. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Meet you back tomorrow on the radio. Have a great Thursday.
During this holiday season, Cunningham Children's Home and each child, adult, and family we've served this year would like to express our appreciation to the Champaign-Urbana community for your support of our mission to see every child thrive. Join Cunningham Children's Home for the 4th annual Luminaries of Hope and Live Nativity, December 8th and 9th. Drive through our campus in Urbana to experience the holiday magic as hundreds of luminaries light your way to the live nativity. Learn more about Luminaries of Hope at CunninghamHome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, save $5 on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella cheese, bacon, red onion, and BBQ sauce. All piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all-meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
What difference does it make to a hurting world that some of us call ourselves Christians? That's the question that Empty Tomb is helping to answer. On a local level, church people work through Empty Tomb to meet people at their points of need. On a global level, Empty Tomb's Mission Match is designed to help churches stop under 5 child deaths. These work happen because Christians care. If you want more information, see emptytomb.org or call 217-356-2262. Together, we can change the world in Jesus' name.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom in to Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audible and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home.